Well, hey there, and welcome to the Pro Church Podcast, a podcast about the essentials of church media, the essentials that really every church should know. We do it every single Tuesday, and you can find the show notes for this session at prochurchtools.com.
With no regard for human life!
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
This is the best game ever!
Yes! Yes!
I am a Spanish genius!
You know, we're living in a society!
It's gonna be legend! Wait for it.
Well, hey there, and welcome to the Pro Church Podcast, coming back at you with day 4 of 5 during our launch week. So excited to have you with us today, and it's Thursday, and that means that tomorrow is the day. That's right, tomorrow is the day of the Pro Church Tools redesign. A brand new site is going live tomorrow. So I'll just give you a heads up right now. This is what's going to happen. Overnight is when we're going to do the website switching with the design and changing everything over. And so if you visit it at, 12 a.m. This evening, what you're going to get is just a landing page that's saying, hey, we're switching everything over. But tomorrow morning is when the site's going to go live. And the final podcast of this launch week is also going to go live tomorrow. And it's going to be all about the redesign, what we did, why we did it, and everything that went into this big, big redesign that started at the beginning of this year in January. That's when we started working on it, and now it's finally in April coming to fruition. So it's exciting, exciting stuff, but that's tomorrow. We got lots of stuff to do today, and if you stick around to the end of this episode, I'm going to share with you the 3 praise songs that we're just rocking at our church right now. I know that it's very, very difficult to find good praise songs to do during worship, and we have 3 right now that are just going off with our church, and I want to share those with you, and so look forward to that. But we've got lots of stuff happening in the good stuff today. So without any further ado, without any extended introduction, let's dive right into the good stuff. Today, the topic that we are going to explore is called 18 ways to use video in your church services. That's right, 18. Now you might ask, why 18? That seems like such an arbitrary number. And you know what? Let me tell you. It is an arbitrary number, in fact. When I was sitting down to write this, the first number that came to my mind was 18. I wanted to do a really big list of ways that you can use video in your churches, and the number that just came to my mind was 18. I can't tell you why. No rhyme or reason for it, but it just happened. And 18, it did seem like a bit of a daunting number at first. I was like, that's a lot of different ways that I'm going to have to figure out how we can use video. But took a couple hours, but I found all 18, and so I want to share those with you. The show notes for this episode, where you can find examples of all 18, or close to an example of each and every one, can be found prochurchtools.com/004. And before we jump in, I know I said no extended introductions, but if you haven't heard, and I don't know how you couldn't have heard, because I've been talking about it probably more than I should, but it's so exciting. We are doing this big giveaway this week. We're giving away 10 of Justin Wise's book, 10 copies of it, called The Social Church, A Theology of Digital Communication. So if you haven't yet entered into that contest, tomorrow's your last day, which means you're clearly one of those procrastinators. And I know we have a lot of those in the church world. That's okay. If you're a youth pastor, I understand. You know, I'm just graduating with my degree in theology and youth ministry. I understand, you know, a lot of us are procrastinators. But don't wait any longer. If you want to get signed up for that contest, all you have to do is visit prochurchtools.com/love. That's right. We want you to share the love. That's how you get entered. The first step is to leave a review for this podcast. Leave an honest review. You know, if you like what you're hearing, please give us 5 stars. Leave an honest review in iTunes. It's very important to us. That's step one. Step two, you have to email me the screen name that you used to leave that review. Else I won't know who you are. So send that to hello@prochurchtools.com. Wait, is that the email we're using? I don't think that's the email we're using. No, we're using contest@prochurchtools.com. Woo! Good thing I saved that, guys. contest@prochurchtools.com. Send your screen name to that email. And that's all you need to do. Those 2 steps, and you'll be entered into the contest. We will announce the winners early next week. So that's that. Okay. Look, this introduction looks like it was only about 5 minutes. That is shorter than normal, so that's good. All right, the good stuff for this week. Like I said, 18 ways to use video in your services. Number 1, message trailers. We like to call them sermon trailers. And we do this over at provideoannouncements.com. It's part of the personal media director package. Every month, the churches that we work with individually, one-on-one, they get a brand new sermon trailer for their sermon series that month. It's a really big thing right now. And has been for a couple of years, churches doing their messages in series. And so instead of doing one-offs each week and brand new content each week, what you'll have is a series. And churches will do that for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe even 8 weeks. If you're Mark Driscoll, you're doing it for 87 weeks or something crazy like that. And so with each sermon series, you can create a brand new trailer to go along with that. And there's an example up on the show notes of what a recent sermon trailer that we created for a church over at provideoannouncements.com. Basically, you know, they're 30 to 90 seconds, and they're supposed to work just like a movie trailer does. So they're teasing the content of the series. They're supposed to get you engaged, they get you jacked up, excited about the series. So you don't necessarily have to have to be giving away too much information. Sometimes it's just, you know, setting the mood, and then the name of the series flashes up, dun dun dun, this summer, you know, something like that. That was a terrible voice. And so what you're really doing with the sermon trailer, the basis of it, is getting people jacked up for the series. And when it comes to placement inside of your services, we like to place these right before the pastor comes up to speak. And so at our church, worship ends, and as a transition, right when worship ends, we do a quick welcome, hey, you know, give a fist bump to the person next to you, and then we cue the sermon trailer. And as that's all happening, our pastor, he's getting prepared, he's got his notes, he's got his glass of water or his macchiato coffee thingy, however you pronounce that, and he's getting it all ready. And then the sermon trailer ends. It's kind of transitioned the service from worship to message. The congregation, the church, is ready to go, and we jump right into it. Number one, way to use video in your church services, a sermon trailer. Number two, a baptism video. I can't tell you how much I would recommend your church to start producing baptism videos. We've all had those moments. You got a baptism service, and a candidate, God bless them, is up on the stage, and they're not. They are not a natural speaker, and they're up there with their paper that they've written out covering their entire face. You can see the paper's kind of quivering because they're so nervous, and they're just reading, I've decided to be baptized today because I want to confess my belief in the Lord and Savior for me is Jesus Christ. You know what? The testimony of that person is so important. That's the point of baptism, public confession of your faith in Jesus Christ. And so we want to get that testimony in the most succinct and cinematic and clearly communicating way possible. And unfortunately, most people aren't public speakers. In fact, more people fear public speaking than dying. That's how much humankind hates to public speak. And so I think we're doing those baptism candidates a disservice by putting them on the stage and saying, hey, you got 30 seconds to talk, 60 seconds to talk, and share your testimony. On the flip side, we've also been in services where the person talking maybe isn't good at public speaking, but they're not scared of it whatsoever. And those 60 seconds turn into 90 seconds, 2 minutes, three, and suddenly it's been 15 minutes and they're still talking about that mentor that they have in their life. Now that's great, but as church leaders, church pastors, we know you can't always have people in your service going off for long times. In fact, most of the time you can't. And so baptism videos really take all those problems and they solve them. First, you're going to get the person's testimony. Even if they're not comfortable speaking about it, you're going to be able to work with the video and get it in the most succinct, powerful way possible. And second, you're going to be able to limit the amount of time that is played. Most of the time, depending on how many candidates we have being baptized, they're anywhere between 30 seconds and 90 seconds in length. And it gives good service to that person's testimony. Plus, they get to keep that forever. They have it, they can rewatch it 10 years later, be like, oh man, I remember when I got baptized, that was such a monumental moment. And they won't look back and remember how they embarrassed themselves because they were so nervous in front of the church. Number three way to use video in your church services is testimony videos. I won't spend too much time on this because it's pretty much exactly the same as a baptism video, except they're prompted not by baptism, but just by wanting to share the testimony with the church. So let's say a family has been going through a really difficult time and God has intervened in a miraculous way. You make, you know, a 30 to 90 second video about that testimony and you play it during the church service. Again, it takes the problems with people speaking live that aren't comfortable or familiar with it, puts it into a video, and everybody wins. Number four, devotions. So one thing that we're trying to do at Pro Church Tools is we're trying to keep our churches engaged with the church community, with the content that we're kind of digging through on Sundays, apart from Sunday morning, so during the week. And so what you can do is you can film, let's say you're doing a sermon series on the Holy Spirit. You can film a couple short, you know, maybe 2 to 5 minute devotionals with your pastor and then post them on Facebook, Twitter, and the website during the week. And so maybe it's content that you're not covering on Sunday mornings in the message. Maybe it's a bit deeper. Maybe it's on a side issue, but that's related to the overall topic. And so it has to do with the current sermon series, but you're adding this additional content for people to dig through throughout the week. And so the church is wrestling with the same topics. They're exploring the same principles, but it's apart from Sunday morning, because we don't want, you know, our churches to be there on Sunday morning and then absent throughout the week when it comes to culture and community. Number five, a preaching intro. So this is kind of a cool way. This is different from a sermon trailer. You might start to think, you know, 18 ways, you might start to double them up. I tried not to with the different ways to use video and services. So this is called a preaching intro. So this is based on the fact that preaching can get long sometimes. Preachers can preach anywhere between 20 minutes to, you know, I've been in a couple meetings, let's be frank, it was 2 hours, all right? And things can get long. So this is for, you know, that maybe in between. So let's say your pastor preaches for about 45 minutes. A great way to cut that up would be to use the opening part of the sermon, which is often an illustration or story. Take that part and turn that into a video. So instead of your pastor talking about that time that he entered into the lottery pool at work and he's really hoping he wins and how that relates to the sermon, maybe he just talks about that in his home. And so you have the 5 minute introduction illustration story in video form. You play that, and once that's done, you go right into the Bible verse, the scripture, and the application. Way number six, skits. Does everyone remember when church skits were really popular? Maybe your church still does skits, so I don't want to offend anyone. Remember the Everything skit with the Lifehouse video with the devil, and he was pulling and the person was cutting, and then Jesus stands in front of everybody? That was a powerful skit, I will say. Now, I was always on the worship team, so I was never in the drama team or the drama club that performed those skits, but I definitely liked watching them and I definitely liked filming them. I remember I made this video for youth where we had, it was like the first video I ever made in high school, and they were doing the Everything skit, and I had this close up on Jesus when his hands are like holding everyone back, and I had it in slow-mo and I put it in black and white because I thought that was sweet. And then I merged the Everything song by Lifehouse with Everything by Hillsong, and right when he pushes everyone over, that's when the drums go, whoa, and everything stops, boom. Cinematic brilliance, let me just say. And so the idea of putting skits in video is kind of just like that, maybe a bit more polished than I was in high school. But sometimes, I guess we're moving away from live drama in a way. I mean, theater is just as popular as ever, I suppose. But, you know, the way that we view theater now is in movie theaters. That's how we engage with cinema, rather than watching live actors as much. Not to say it's not there, because it is, and there's still a place for it. But taking one of those skits and converting it into a cinematic skit would be a great way to use video in your services. Number seven, church ads. This is another thing we do at Pro Video Announcements. Every church that's on the Personal Media Director package gets a brand new church ad every single month. And these are basically a way to highlight something that's happening in your church that month above everything else. So let's say you've got a men's retreat coming up and you got a bunch of announcements every week, right? You're like, hey, you know, pull out your Connect card, fill it out. Hey, we've got a potluck thingy happening. Do people still do potlucks? I don't know. We're doing that after church today. Hey, we're starting our softball league this summer. You know, we need help cleaning up the field. Tons of announcements. And then you have one that you want it to stand out above the rest. Let's say, you know, men's retreat is that month and you need people to get their registration in, you need people to get their money in. So take that announcement and turn it into its own thing. What we do on Pro Video Announcements is we always make these, you know, nice motion graphic videos. And you can, there's an example in the show notes of what a church ad that we do at Pro Video Announcements is like. The one that we have up is the church website ad. And basically, this just says, hey, visit our website. This is how to use it. These are the pages. This is the information you can find. This is the content that we put up there and all of that. And so basically, it familiarizes your church with one thing that you really want to focus on. Because if you go up and every announcement gets 1 minute, well, we all know not every announcement is made equal. And sometimes announcements need to be elevated above others. And that's kind of the idea of a church ad. Plus, they're beautiful, they look sweet, they sound sweet, and they're just overall awesome. Number eight, video announcements. Now, you might not be familiar with video announcements, but if you weren't, that would be difficult because I talk about them and write about them all the time. It's in fact what I do for a living, pro church tools and pro video announcements, just to clear it all up. It's all part of one big thing. I think my life's work and my team's life work is to help churches not suck at media. And so we do that on Pro Church Tools by producing articles and podcasts and free training. And then we do that on Pro Video Announcements, which is focused on working with churches one-on-one on a much deeper and more intense level where we are actually producing content for those churches. And you'll hear a lot more about the two brands tomorrow when we launch the new site, because the new site, sneak peek, is built around the same branding of Pro Video Announcements. I didn't want them to look like separate entities. They're all part of one big thing. And so that's the little side, the little caveat about video announcements. But if you don't know about video announcements, look, there's so many reasons why I find them superior to regular announcements. One weird thing about announcements is that we often feel like if you do your announcements where you have multiple people going up to do them, if someone's gonna walk all the way up to the stage, they feel like they can't just say their announcement and go sit down. Let's say, you know, Elder Jim is talking about the men's retreat. Elder Jim is gonna go and be like, hey, we got men's retreat. It's in 2 weeks. We need your registration. It costs $100. We'll see you there. No, Elder Jim won't do that. Elder Jim will go up and he'll tell a funny, extended, drawn-out anecdote from the previous year's retreat that will take 4.5 minutes. Then he will tag on those details at the end, and then he'll hand off the mic to Elder Sally. And then Elder Sally will talk about the women's retreat in the exact same way. And so you end up having announcements that are going for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes even. Whereas in video announcements, you take the information, you put it in a succinct way, you put it in a beautiful video template, and it all works out well. If you want to get video announcements for your church, here's a plug. Go to provideoannouncements.com. We work with churches from all around the world every single week creating it for them. It is so fun. If you want to be one of those churches that we work with, hey, visit the website and we'll talk. We'll get you signed up. Way to use video. Number 9, expectations video. Now, these are very specific type of videos, but they're one of my favorites. We did this at the church plant that I'm working at. The idea was, look, we're a brand new church. Nobody knows us. And even if you're not a church plant, this works equally as well. I'm just using that for illustrative purposes. And so the way that people interact with your church for the first time now in our culture is that they visit your website. They used to go to your church on a Sunday for the first time. That was the first interaction they ever had with your church. But before people will visit, not just churches, restaurants, anything like that, they want to check out the website. That's why Urban Spoon and Yelp, places like that, are so popular. People want to know what other people think and what they should expect before they visit something that's unknown. And so expectation videos that you put on your website are a great way to distill any anxiety or nerves that people have when they're visiting for the first time. And so what we did on the website was we had videos called what to wear, how long is the worship, what do we believe? Where are my kids going to go? Where can I park? How long is it going to be? You know, is there anything I should know? Do I have to bring a Bible? Do I have to wear a long dress if I'm a woman? Do I have to wear a hat? You know, any crazy stuff we put in an expectation video. So we can distill any anxiety that people might have when they're visiting an unknown place for the first time. They can watch these videos and they can go, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is how long it's going to be. This is where my kids can go. Very, very important. This is where I'm going to park. And this is what the preaching is like. This is what the music is like. Oh, wow. And so when they visit for the first time, all those first-time nerves, they might still be there a bit, but they're very much settled. And people know what to expect. They know what's about to happen. And because of that, they're very much more willing and likely to engage with what's happening as well. Expectation videos. Put them on the website. That's the most important place to have them. Number 10, a welcome video. This is a video that we often throw in a loop before the service is playing. You can get these from somewhere like Church Motion Graphics, which is great. My good friend Jeff, he runs that company. And basically you get a brand new set of about 15 videos every single month to put on your, you know, motion backgrounds, countdowns. And one of the things that's included every month is a welcome video. So these aren't custom. They're just made every month. And then if you're a subscriber to the package, you get the same ones as everyone else does. But it's only $10 a month. So if you're not signed up for this, you need to be. Just, it's $10 a month. We actually include it in the Personal Media Director package on ProVideoAnnouncements.com because it's so useful. $10 a month. If you're not on this, you just need to get on it. ChurchMotionGraphics.com. Visit that. Jeff will get you hooked up really easy. So the idea of a welcome video is basically that as people are coming in, now my church, we meet in a movie theater, so this is very advantageous for us. Basically, on the screen, there's just this welcome loop. It's about 15 seconds long, and it's just rotating over and over. It basically says, "Welcome to church, glad to have you here," and then it rotates again. Just a nice way to make the guests who are sitting down feel at home, and it just builds the culture of the church. People are expecting it. Just a little thing, but it's a nice little touch. Tweaks like that that make your church legit and awesome. Number 11, website introduction. This is essentially a welcome video for your online home. So just like there's a welcome video we play at church, it's great to have one on the website. So when people visit the website for the first time, I just visited a church that we started working with at Pro Video Announcements, and I visited their site for the first time, and they had a video of their pastor talking for about 2 minutes in the church lobby. And he was just explaining, hey, welcome to the website. This is what you can find out on the website. It's so great that you're here meeting with us online, but we'd also like to invite you to meet us here in person in an upcoming Sunday. And so this church understood that people interact with a church website before they interact with a church in person. And so he was giving an introduction to who he was, the lead pastor, and then he was inviting those people to check them out on an actual Sunday morning as well. And so that's exactly what a website intro video is meant for. Familiarize people with the website. Let them know this is what you can find. This is the type of information you should expect. But also, hey, we want to invite you out to a Sunday morning to actually check us out as well. Number 12, worship lyric videos. The 12th way to use video in your church services. Now, these are probably the most complex type of video on this list. And I've only used them once or twice in church services myself, but they're incredibly powerful as well. The first type of lyric video that I really took notice of, because it became a bit more mainstream, was when Hillsong United released the album Zion. And for every song that they released it on YouTube with a lyric video. And I posted one of these videos in the show notes, prochurchtools.com/004. And that'll give you a better idea of what I'm talking about. But basically, this has become very popular for every time an artist releases a new song. Before the music video comes out, if it does, they release a lyric video. And it's basically a motion graphics video where the lyrics come up kind of like karaoke as the song is sung and played through. And what you can do within church, instead of just posting the lyrics on the screen with a motion background behind it, like in Pro Presenter or Easy Worship or something like that, what you can do is you can play these worship lyric videos along with the song, and they're much more interactive. Now, I've seen bands do this in their live shows because they're playing the same sets, and what makes these so complex is the fact that they need to be timed to the precise beat of the music. So when we've done them, it's when we're playing our songs with backing tracks, and the backing tracks are on, you know, a metronome on a click track, and so from Ableton, I can launch the tracks and I can launch the video at the same time. And so they launch simultaneously, and that way the lyrics are coming up at the precise time they're being sung as well. So again, very difficult and a little bit intricate to launch simultaneously and to coordinate, but when done, very, very powerful, just because not most people do it, and they're very, very exciting and a lot more interactive and engaging as well. Lucky number 13, funny videos. Let's be honest, right? A classic YouTube video that's just hilarious can sometimes be appropriate. Now, I know you might think this is great for student ministry. I was at a student ministry 3 years ago. I don't know why this is the one I remember, but they played the Double Rainbow video back when that was popular, and everyone just went nuts over the Double Rainbow. But sometimes just a funny, funny video is perfect. Just perfect for your church, whether it's a funny YouTube clip or a viral clip that's going around social media. Maybe it's just a funny video from the skit guys, because those guys are legendary. Maybe it's just a video like that. Just something funny, something light. Don't feel like you can't have humor in your church. Your church deserves humor. I know a lot of pastors that are really funny. And you don't have to tone down that part of your personality just because church is happening. Now, of course, we don't want to make a mockery of church. We don't want to approach that. Not at all. But you can be funny without mocking. Am I right? Okay. Number 14, movie clips. One of the most classic ways to use video in your churches, using a movie clip. I remember distinctly a message from when I was in youth group. My pastor was talking about something. I don't remember what he was talking about, but I remember he showed his favorite clip of Braveheart. You know the clip where they're, you know, getting them all ready for battle, riling them up. And that was the accompaniment that he used for his message. And I don't remember the message, but I remember that video clip. So if you want to use an inspiring video clip from a movie to accompany a sermon, to use as an illustration, just a classic way. I'm sure you know about that, but just a little reminder. Vintage way. It's just classic. Number 15, countdown videos. Again, these are available in something like the Church Motion Graphics monthly package, also available in the Personal Media Director package. And they've become quite popular in the last couple of years. One of the struggles that your church may be familiar with is getting people at church on time. It's very, very familiar for churchgoers to come in, you know, after the first praise song, maybe after the second praise song. And so countdowns are really great at building the culture of this is when church starts, and you got about 5 minutes before we go. And so people can think in their minds, okay, I know exactly when church is going to start. I got 5 minutes. Okay, I can hit the washroom really quickly. Oh, I can get a sip of coffee really quickly. And they know when church is going to start. Because there's nothing worse than starting church and people are coming in late, trickling in. First song, every row is empty except the front row maybe. And then, by the time you get to the first epic worship ballad, that's when everyone's come. Nobody wants that. And so this builds the culture of when church starts. This is the time. Number 14. Oh, we did that. Oh, I'm reading wrong. Number 16, mini movies. These are, of course, movies that you can find at worshipmediahouse.com. Videos made by people like the Skit Guys, and these videos won't be custom to your church, but they're always very highly produced, good quality, great acting, good enough acting, and great cinematography skills, great sound. Everything's really nice and polished, and they only cost, in between $10 and $20. These are very popular in churches. One of the guys who's a legend, probably the biggest guy in mini movie world, in the church world, is Dan Stevers, and he just released his latest Easter presentation, his Easter mini movie for 2014. It's fantastic. So if you're looking for an Easter video, I highly recommend that one. Ways to use video in your church. Number 17, second to last one, is curriculum. Now these could be for small groups, discipleship courses, new believers, anything like that. Video curriculum, it's a good way to provide instruction that's going to remain the same every time. So let's say you want to put together a newcomer's small group that you want to show to your church, and you don't want to just pick up some curriculum that's not applicable to your church because it's made by someone else. You want to make it for you guys. And so maybe you have something like the Growth Track, something like that, that all newcomers go through, and you guys create specific curriculum that hits all of your church distinctives, your mission, what's very important to you, what the culture's like. This is how we volunteer. This is how we give. This is what you should expect. And every newcomer can get to go through the exact same thing. If you have a course that you run regularly and you find that video curriculum would be helpful, I highly suggest putting something like that together for a course that you find yourselves running regularly at your church. And the final way, the 18th way to use video in your church services, is motion backgrounds. Now, I purposely saved the simplest type of church video for last. If you're just getting started in church video, this is the best first step to take. In fact, I'm going to make it even more specific. The best first step to take if you're just getting involved in church video is to go to churchmotiongraphics.com and sign up for their monthly $10 package. Like I said, it's $10. How could you not sign up? And with that, every single month you get 15 different videos. It includes a countdown, which is one of the ways to use video in your service that I mentioned today. It includes a welcome video and an exit video, types of videos I mentioned today, and it includes motion backgrounds. And these are the type of videos you put on, you know, ProPresenter, Easy Worship, and they're the motion background that you overlay the worship lyrics on top of. And so instead of just having a stock image, they have a bit of movement to them, not too much because you don't want to distract, but just enough to make the lyrics more compelling, more, a little more energetic. You can play a more upbeat, fast motion background for the praise songs, but then you bring it down nice and smooth, a little bit of bokeh for the worship ballads, right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So those are the 18 ways that you can use video in your church services. If you remember at the beginning of this session of the Pro Church Podcast, I mentioned that I would tell you about the three praise songs that my church is currently rocking, because praise songs are hard to find, right? It seems like there's no shortage of epic worship ballads, and there's been this trend in worship amongst churches. Maybe it's because of the churches, maybe it's because of the people and the big bands writing the music. Who knows? Chicken or the egg. But we're moving towards less praise and more worship. You'll notice on a lot of the big guys, you know, Bethel, Hillsong, Passion, they're starting off their albums with slower songs. You know, you're used to the kick of the beat drum, the the beat of the kick drum, you know, going dun 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 dun. You got the nice bass line, dun, 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 and a big electric guitar. But we're kind of moving away from that, and the opening songs that used to be these epic praise songs, you know, now we're going in towards these kind of medium songs that aren't really fast, but they're not really slow, they're not really upbeat, and they kind of don't, the dynamics of it isn't really, they're just kind of flat. And I really, let me just say, this is my opinion, I don't like that at all. I'm a huge fan of those epic bouncing praise songs that just get you really jacked up. And so these three songs you can use, and they will get your church jacked up. Number one, Hillsong Young and Free, Alive. We did Wake for a little while, and it didn't take off, but Alive definitely took off. Now, you should know, we use tracks for all the worship songs that we play at our church from multitracks.com using their app, Playback. It's really easy. You don't need to use Ableton anymore, which is what I used to use with an interface plugged into the board, all this stuff. Now you can just use your iPad and an app and just press the play button, and you can still customize how loud each track is. You can customize, oh, we want the drums not in, we don't want the bass in, we don't want these background vocals in, but we want this extra guitar and the extra pads. You can customize what you want in the Playback app. You can customize how loud everything is. It's great. So that's what we use for tracks every single week, and we're a tiny church plant that has to set up in a new theater, or in a theater every single week. And so if we can do it, you can do it. Now, you might not want to play tracks, but for these type of praise songs, I highly suggest using tracks. For a song like Alive by Hillsong Young and Free, it has all these synths, extra percussion that's electronic, extra gang vocals to make the punchy choruses really stand out. And so I highly suggest using tracks with that Playback app. That's what we do. Alive, that's the first song that we do. I don't know what makes this song so amazing, because it's pretty much just the average Hillsong track. There's nothing really different about it, but because it has all these nice dance synth tracks in it, it just raises the intensity to a whole nother level. We play it almost every week. I get the privilege of leading it, and it's so fun. Our church is just dancing, jumping around, getting jacked up. It's great. The second song I can recommend is brand new, a couple weeks ago, maybe just last week, We Are Free by Planet Shakers. If you don't know Planet Shakers, they're out of Australia, just like Hillsong is. Their latest album, I'm not a huge fan of it, but the very final song, my pastor found this hidden gem. It's called We Are Free, and Joth Hunt is the leader of it. The only problem with this song is that it is insanely high. I also lead this song at our church, not because I'm any good at leading worship, but only because I have the highest male voice. And so this song, I don't know what Joth is doing, because he's singing with a bunch of girls that are combining the melody with him. And I feel like they're right in their range, the girls are, and Joth is just like singing above them like a crazy person. So the song is really high. Even with the tracks, we bring it down a key, and I'm still like at the very, very peak of my range. But it's a great song, very energetic, just like Alive. Again, I highly suggest using tracks with this. And then finally, This Is Amazing Grace, written by Phil Wickham, made popular by Bethel, and then re-recorded by Phil Wickham. Now, the version on the Bethel CD, which is a couple years old, they kind of make it that medium song that I was talking about before. It's not fast, it's not slow, it's right in between. But Phil Wickham, who originally wrote the chorus of this song, he re-recorded it on an album this year or last year, pretty recently. And it's upbeat, like Alive. It's got those tracks, it's got, you know, some synth beats in there, and it's very much more upbeat than the Bethel version. And so that's the version we do with the Phil Wickham track. So I would recommend doing that version if you're looking for an upbeat praise song. Because if you do the Bethel version, it's more of a medium transition song between praise into worship. I wouldn't call that a strictly praise song in and of itself. So those are the three songs to recap. Number one, Alive by Hillsong Young and Free. Number two, We Are Free by Planet Shakers. And number three, this is Amazing Grace by Phil Wickham, the Phil Wickham version. Hey, that's all for today and the Pro Church Podcast. Again, tomorrow, it's what we've been building up towards all week, the brand new Pro Church Tools design. I've been working on this for 3 months. I can't wait for you guys to see it. I'm so proud of it. I can't wait to hear what you guys think. And that's happening tomorrow. We're going to go through the entire redesign, why we did this, how we did this, what plugins we're using, what colors we chose, the fonts, the layouts, the overall goal of the site, everything. It's going to be really in-depth, really, really exciting. And remember, if you want to get on the contest for one of 10 copies of Justin Wise's book, The Social Church, tomorrow is the last day. So do it today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Anything could happen on a Friday. You don't know what's going to happen on a Friday. Friday's unpredictable. Something might come up and you'll be like, oh my goodness, I forgot it's Saturday. And I know someone's going to email me. Oh, brah, I missed the cutoff date. Can I get back in on that? No. If you email me on Saturday asking to get into the contest, I will not allow it. You've had 5 days. I can't reward procrastination. I just can't. It's not part of my personality. I just can't allow it. So do it today. Visit prochurchtools.com/love. There it will outline the steps to get involved in the contest. So do that. With that being said, I'll see you tomorrow in the next session of the Pro Church Podcast, the final day of our launch week, with the probably most exciting, most anticipated, amped up, jacked up session of all time. It's the fifth one. We'll see you tomorrow.